This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, the great Kate Daly is about to take over. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I covered a lot of the news. We didn't get to a lot of it as well. I'm trying to hit some final news right now. But our time together is so precious. I don't take any of these shows for granted. The enemy is moving against us. We need your prayers. We need your support right now. You want to keep us in the fight. It's your decision. Look at some of these headlines. I meant to play these clips, but we're out of time. World Economic Forum. Due to climate change, there will never ending pandemics. So it's all coming out of the jungle, not out of labs. So World Economic Forum says due to climate change, there will be never ending pandemics. This is just the start. Overhead shot, guys. World Economic Forum, due to climate change, there will be never ending pandemics. This is just the start. Watch the video. Now listen to these headlines, teaching you to have nothing to save the earth because painkillers are bad. Would you accept less anesthetic during your operation to save the planet? It would cut greenhouse gases by 0.1%. Total crap. That's the type of stuff that they're pushing. Tropical depression. Climate change's dramatic impact on mental health. It's the globalists with the psychotropics and the crime and the tyranny and all of it. It's designed to make you depressed. No, it's climate change that's making you sick. And it goes on and on from there. Biden's rent control plan is stone cold Marxism. He's announced a rent control program. Meanwhile, that's what the CDC said. They controlled all rents. Supreme Court said no. A great graph on Twitter says four signs you are bad with money. Number one, you can't balance a budget. Number two, you lend before paying your bills. You have to take from others people to pay your bills. Your debt is over $30 trillion, meaning our government. U.S. has world's highest rate of children living in single-parent households. Pew Research. We're not attacking single parents, mainly mothers. But the goal was to isolate children and control them. And you're statistically way more likely to not do well, to end up in jail, to be destroyed. If you don't come from a two-parent home, mission completed to destroy the United States and other Western countries that Dr. John Coleman was talking about. So that's just some of the news that we have in the stack. Tomorrow, we'll cover all the news we didn't get to today. And we'll also have special guests on and take your calls. But again, what an amazing moment to be live. I've got two stacks right here that I'm out of time on. But these two stacks tell it all. And tomorrow, I will get to these. Convicted pedophile given custody of young girl and gets her pregnant. As authorities believe he poses no risk, this is okay, he's having sex with children. That's part of the same CIA plan in Germany, giving convicted pedophiles children as young as 2 years old to have sex with them to create the new family. Daily Mail, convicted pedophile given custody of young girl who got pregnant and sexually abused for years. And the government is defending it. Tiffany Scott, formerly known as Adam Burns, stalked a 13-year-old girl, attacked female staff while held in a men's prison, and has been described as one of the most menacing people inside Scottish jails. He is now considered a woman and is allowed to rape inside prison. All of this is part of their larger agenda. We'll be covering it tomorrow on the Thursday edition of the Alex Jones Show. And then at 3 p.m., Owen Schroyer comes on for 3 hours. And when he ends, I'll have a 3-hour break. I'm coming to you live from a new studio and more with a lot of announcements, 6 p.m. Central tomorrow. You'll be able to find out more on tomorrow's show. I'll give you a URL and more as InfoWars and everything we do here, everything I personally do, goes to the next level because everything's an InfoWar. And people are starting to figure that out. All right, Kate Daly, great talk show host, always amazing. has incredible guests on. She is set to take over right now. Thanks for all your support. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Bone Broth's back in stock, and a big sale's about to end. Thanks for keeping us on air. We're getting great products at the same time. Great job, crew.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly from katedalyradio.com. I am so glad that you're listening in right now, because you need to listen to this hour. I can't express that enough. This hour is going to tell you what is coming in the parts and the pieces that you need to understand, how they're developing this country with tech, with facial recognition, with geofencing. All of that. You're gonna understand this by the end of this hour with my guest, computer scientist and veteran Silicon Valley camera and image specialist, Aman Jabi. And hopefully you're going to get sort of the takeaways of the Great Reset surveillance strategies that are underway right now. And he is going to be talking about the vaccine passport, the digital identity, how social credit system is actually being built here in the West, and then, of course, central bank digital currency. We might get into all of that. Who knows how far we'll go. And I also just want to say thank you to Aman for coming on and talking about this. Welcome, Aman Jabi. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me, Kate. How are you?
Absolutely. You know, you have been one of the most instrumental people in putting in the camera imaging into the cell phones. And it correct me if I'm wrong, but this is why you're talking out about this, why you're talking about where this technology leads us. This technology that's been developed in the camera phones is very, very interesting and fascinating when it comes to the overall kind of scope of what's happening right now, facial recognition and all the rest. Why are you speaking out? What prompted you to speak out and tell people exactly what's going on with this?
I think at a very high level, I'm a lover of freedom and liberty. And whenever I see that being infringed, you know, I speak up. And given the fact that I came from Silicon Valley and I developed and helped develop a lot of the tech that's being used, unfortunately, now for surveillance, even though I was working on consumer electronics, I started to connect the dots over the years. And then when COVID was announced, everything, you know, the entire big picture came, you know, and fitted in perfectly. And so as a result of which, you know, it was my, it has to be done. The information needs to be shared with the world so that the world can, you know, act accordingly.
For sure. So let's dive in. When you're talking, you give presentations all over the country about this. And let me say, we hear all the buzzwords: vaccine passport, digital identity, social credit system, obviously the central bank digital currency. Where do you want to start? What do you want people to understand first about what is coming and how they do it?
I think let's start from the fact that what people can actually see with their eyes. And
okay.
I was in China in 2019 fall. For an optical, international optics conference. And I was shocked. This was in Shenzhen, which is kind of one of the ultimate smart cities that has already been built. I was shocked at the amount of surveillance infrastructure that was already in place. And people were getting tracked in real time with all sorts of cameras, both, you know, license plate readers, face recognition cameras, infrared cameras, and so much more. And this was at intersections on their roads when they were driving. whether they were entering a building, inside conference rooms, everywhere. So it kind of dawned on me that I had started to see some of that in U.S. airports over the years, especially since 9/11. And then so my antennas went up when I returned to America, and I was extremely fine-tuned to seeing any infrastructure going up. And of course, with the 5G microwave towers coming up and things starting to look ugly, I started to, connect more dots on how the camera infrastructure is going to be expanded. They're going to collect data. This is much more than surveillance. So people should know that whenever a camera goes up, it's not for your safety or your security. It is to collect data on every human being, every object, every automobile, every activity in the world. So they're putting up these cameras as an all-seeing eye. And so I think that's where people should start to look within their neighborhoods, within at intersections when they're driving, and look at all the major retailers. Every single major retail store, from Walmart to Target to, Home Depot, they've started to put cameras. They're tracking you throughout the store, and they're collecting data on you and what you're buying. And your carbon credits are being updated in real time. You're not being told that, but that system has already started. So I think the surveillance infrastructure of data collection is the first thing people need to understand. And then I can move to a concept called smart cities. So what they are building, and this is when I say they, this whole agenda is coming from the United Nations. The United Nations, in the name of climate action and climate change, they have something called the 17 Sustainable Development Goals. And it's really important that, people educate themselves on the 17 Sustainable Development Goals. They sound really cute. They sound innocuous and good for the planet, but they use inversion language, and they're using the SDGs, or the Sustainable Development Goals, in order to implement a smart city agenda, where at the high level, the smart cities are about collecting data for optimal efficiency of movement and people within cities, to keep them safe and secure, to provide them with optimal energy, to keep people from being hungry, etc., etc. But really, these smart cities with the cameras, sensors, LED lights, and microwave towers are all interconnected as part of a 5G and 6G platform, where a smart city is really an invisible concentration camp for those who cannot see the cameras. And for those who choose to see the cameras and the infrastructure, it's not invisible at all. So these smart cities are really human containment zones or concentration camps, and they've already started to have discussions in many, many parts of the world, particularly in UK, Canada, and Australia, about 15-minute cities. So the goal is to limit the movement of people to 15 minutes from where they live. And anytime you want to go beyond that, you have to take permission. And in Oxford in UK, they introduced the 15-minute cities, which they plan to put into effect in 2024. And you are only allowed to leave your district twice a week. And even for leaving your district twice a week, you have to get a permission. So that's where we are going with the surveillance and data collection infrastructure, which is going to be really a smart city infrastructure, which are going to be prison camps. The people should understand all the chaos that they're doing with the prison system, and about the social justice for prisoners or prison reform that they've been talking about for years. And it has nothing to do with prison reform. They want to release all the prisoners, put them into smart cities, and then make every human being a prisoner in smart cities. All jails and prisons will be closed in a few quarters. So this is where the agenda is going with smart cities.
Yes. In fact, in my state, people might not realize this, but just Google your state and 15-minute city. They already started building one of these in our city. And ironically enough, they moved a prison, took the property, and then now they started building it in my state of Utah. I mean, we have a complete Nimrod governor who licks Biden's boots any chance he gets. And so this 15-minute city is going in, and this might be going on in your state too, wherever you're listening to this show from. So realize that we're seeing the cities play out in real time that are ahead of the game and already implemented, but there are ones being built all over the place, correct?
That's right. Every country in the world is implementing it, some faster than others. pretty much every city will eventually build it. It's very easy to go and Google and get the list of all the cities that have already signed up to be smart cities, and they're getting tons and tons of infrastructure money from the feds, and it's being printed, and essentially the currency is being diluted in order to build our own prison camps and also destroy the currency for every central bank in the world. And in the next phase, I will link up smart cities to your face and your digital ID and to the central bank in digital currency.
Wow. And that's where the camera technology that Aman worked on is leading us to. And I also wanted to say these cameras went up, the 5G towers went up with right in the middle of the bloated fake COVID pandemic because, of course, we were preoccupied with it. And so it seems, they always want a dual thing coming in so that we are preoccupied, don't fight the cameras, don't see what's going on. And even in your state of Montana, you saw all of these new lights go up on the highways, camera systems. We'll be right back on The Alex Jones Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly from katedalyradio.com. I have a special guest in this hour. You really need to pay attention because all that's being talked about, these are the steps being implemented right now. And it's not some futuristic thing. It is now. In fact, let's talk about facial recognition technology with my guest, Aman Jabi, who is a computer scientist and veteran Silicon Valley camera and image specialist on the Great Reset surveillance strategies. Let's talk facial recognition, Aman.
Yeah, so I just finished talking about, you know, smart cities and the infrastructure. Before I talk about facial recognition, I want to introduce a concept called the digital identity or the digital ID. And I read about it in a 2018 World Economic Forum paper. And for those who are not familiar with the World Economic Forum, it's a private corporation, just like the United Nations. They published a paper on the digital ID, where they said that this is a new social contract in the chapter of the world. It's a social contract that nobody has asked for and nobody signed up for, but they want to plant the digital ID on everything, every object, every person in the world. And this digital ID is going to be linked to your biometrics and specifically your face. So in order to access things in life in the future, once the digital ID system comes into play, you will need your face or biometrics to unlock access to your bank account, to the internet, to getting food, to go shopping, to drive your car, to start your car, to pay your taxes, everything in life. Right? And so this digital ID is linked to your face primarily. And this is done through facial recognition technologies. And these technologies are usually sold to us like the carrots. So when Apple came out with the Face ID to unlock your phone, it was really convenient because now you don't have to press a 4 or 6 digit code on your phone every time you want to unlock it. And so these technologies come in as carrots, but then downstream these technologies are used as sticks to basically enslave you downstream. So people should be very aware when they sign on to new devices and new technologies. So facial recognition technology is linked to your digital ID, and on the other side of the digital ID is linked to a new type of currency called the central banking digital currency. And most countries in the world, if not all, are right now in the process of finalizing what their CBDC is going to be. So let me break down what CBDC is. It's going to be a new type of digital currency. It's not going to be based on the value you create or the value you exchange with other people who create value, just like, you know, today's currency is mostly. It will be linked to three components. One is your carbon tracker or your carbon score based on what you use and what you consume, where you drive, how far you drive, etc. The other is going to be a social credit, which has already been unveiled in China. And they're already computing our social credits and carbon credits already in the U.S. It's not that it hasn't started. They just haven't given us an app to tell us that we have a social score and a carbon score. They are also tracking everybody's medical history and in particular your COVID jab status and your booster status. So the long-term goal, once the CBDC is unveiled, it will be used to enslave you because it's a currency of compliance. It's not a currency based on the value you create. And once the cash, the current fiat currencies like the US dollar are hyperinflated and lose all value ultimately, you will be required to move to the CBDC. And it is the responsibility and for every freedom-loving person to not sign on to the digital ID and not sign on to the CBDC system. and start thinking differently as opposed to becoming a slave. What I call is we are now in the process of transitioning from a debt slavery system to an identity slavery system. And so it's really important to get out of both these systems and try and find a better world. And
absolutely.
I think one of the other things that... Yeah, go ahead.
No, geofencing. I was just going to talk about that. Yeah, they started using that with the Amber system. Okay.
With what system, sorry?
The Amber Alert system. They were using it in my state to override the system to use it for surveillance. I live near a border, and so if you got close to the border, you got an alert on your phone. And so the geofencing aspect is another part of this. You might want to speak about that.
Yeah. So geofencing is a term essentially, literally it means an invisible fence beyond which an object or a person cannot go. Right? So it's an invisible fence around you. So it's like, it's how the implementation of your 15-minute city and your smart cities and the prison is going to be done. But how is it actually done? Right? How is it implemented? The smart cities, another integral part of smart cities is LED lighting. So people should be aware of how many LED smart lights and smart poles that have been put up in neighborhoods and cities and downtowns and even on highways and freeways all around the country and the world. And these LED lights are not innocuous. They are essentially full-blown computers, and they are wireless nodes of the smart city infrastructure and network. They communicate with each other wirelessly, as well as some of the major ones. They communicate with fiber optics underground, which are then connected to the 5G microwave towers. So it's all part of the infrastructure, and with the sensors that are attached to these smart lights and the cameras that are in retail stores and intersections and in public roads, they basically form this entire network of surveillance and data collection. So one of the key things to understand is that data is the lifeblood of smart cities or concentration camps. So they are just sucking up all the data. They're tracking you. They're scoring you. They're analyzing you. They're monitoring you. They're monetizing you. And they are managing you. So really think about what I'm saying and revisit the video later if you have to. And so geofencing is the ability of artificial intelligence based on your behavior and compliance, which is directly connected to your central banking digital currency, to shut you off, to limit your movements, and to cut off your currency if you are not compliant. And your currency won't work where they don't want it to work. So that is essentially geofencing in like 2 minutes. And there's a concept in cybersecurity called zero trust. And zero trust is a kind of an underlying mechanism by which geofencing is actually implemented. So the default is we don't trust you. So as a U.S. citizen, you are effectively a criminal and an enemy of the state. We don't trust you. And in order for you to do anything in life, from getting a glass of water to buying beef to getting into your car to driving to Lake Tahoe or wherever you're going, you have to keep proving to us that you're a good doobie and you have to have enough credits on your central banking digital currency through compliance to the state, and the state being artificial intelligence.
Wow. We're going to head off to a break in just a moment, but word on the street is that May or June they might try to come up with a new Blovid so that they can have a diversion to be able to put in the next layer of digital currency, maybe screw up the accounts in the United States, probably blame it on Russia, as they usually do, and then we'll be carrying out that false flag to implement another stage of this. And maybe you can speak to that when we get back, but they always have to have a diversion. That way people don't fight it. But through the chaos, you'll want to have that in place, right? That's what they think we'll want. We'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show with Amon.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when you look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Here with you on the Alex Jones Show. I just lost my earpiece, but that stuff kind of happens, doesn't it, when you're live? Listen, my guest is Aman Javi, and what an amazing whistleblower, silicone whistleblower. And let me tell you, as he worked on the cell phone camera technology, he has a lot to say about facial recognition, as it will be the tool to monitor, track, also to let you know who's coming, who's going. And also, you know, Ukraine, I've wondered how much money is being diverted over there and money laundered into creating a smart country. The country on a hill. There's been new video that has come out where the money going to hack puppet Zelensky is more about, a portion of that going toward a smart country, smart city to rebuild, you know, the rebuilding efforts that the government likes to do. When they rebuild it into the smart city that they were desiring 4 years ago as they were announcing that. Just something to think about. But as they transform all of this, the ESG social credit scoring system is in play right now for companies that if you invest in woke companies and you take those pension funds and you invest them into woke companies, you know, you get a better score. So it's already in play. And those are the kinds of things that are already here that we're already dealing with
facial recognition, all of it. I think we just don't realize how implemented it really is. And like Aman said, when you start to see these lights pop up on the most desolate streets, these LED lights, these street lights, all of these things that are being implemented and going up, and we don't connect the dots enough. So Aman, talking about, the facial recognition and that camera technology is instrumental, right, in the way that it was done for facial recognition, correct? Because everybody thinks, oh, I have a camera on my phone to take photos, but it was much more than that.
Yeah, it was basically, again, as I said, you know, the technology creeps in for consumer convenience and safety and security, but it's, most of these technologies have a diabolical, end game attached to it. And we in Silicon Valley, you know, I was there for over 25 years. You know, we are building tech that the consumers love and enjoy, you know, from video games to video streaming and cameras and photography and so much more. And it does help the consumers, but then it's ultimately used to enslave them. But you brought up ESG. I don't know how many people really understand what is ESG and how it's implemented, but it stands for environmental, social, and governance. And it is how corporations are being used as the police to enforce the green agenda from the Sustainable Development Goals. So every corporation gets a higher score if they are aligned to the SDGs. On the environmental side, they will only choose suppliers that are further, you know, working towards the SDGs. If they choose suppliers that are not adhering to the SDGs, their ESG score will go down. So it's a sort of, corporate communitarianism, so to speak. And communitarianism is an interesting word. I was introduced to that word only about a year ago, even though I had read about it. I never really studied it, but it's a way to, you know, take the worst of communism and the worst of crony capitalism and assign a predetermined solution, in a sense. And that is where the world is headed. And it's not going to be done by, you know, people with guns. It's going to be enforced. It's going to become a snitch society. And corporations are being used as the front for public-private partnerships. So it sounds really nice. So it's as if the government is leveraging the wealth of corporations in order to do all these good things in the world. And ESG also, the social aspect of ESG is about the narratives. So Black Lives Matter, you know, LGBTQ funding, what all type of advertisements they do, the consumer companies and stuff. And governance stands for what all systems and departments they have in place internally in their corporations to enforce the E and S aspects of the agenda.
Wow. And AI?
So
the AI? Yeah.
You broke up. Sorry. You broke.
You want to talk to you talk about up. The AI coming in? The AI coming in is crucial
Exactly. So what's being done right now is a digital transformation. So if people read papers coming from the World Economic Forum as well as corporate speak and read, papers from consulting companies like McKinsey and Deloitte, and you will see a digital transformation is taking place. And what is a digital transformation? It is not about taking analog signals and digitizing them. The digital transformation is about conditional access. Remember, I talked to you about zero trust? So conditional access is about whether you can or cannot. And by default, we have zero trust and you cannot access anything, and you have to have that currency of compliance through your face and face recognition to access something. So it all ties in. It all ties in.
Wow. All right. So people out there are probably wondering what they're going to do. Right now, you'd like to probably be in a bunker when you're hearing all of this, and I understand that. The rural communities in the Rockefeller Report of 2010 stated that, you know, if you lived in a rural community, your internet access would be limited or halted. You'd have the most terrible aspects of life trying to live off of this type of 15-minute sector idea, and that living rurally would be so much harder. You wouldn't have the benefits, but you certainly maybe could live outside the system. I don't know.
You should live outside the system if you don't want to be an eternal slave. It's not going to be easy. It requires a lot of courage, ingenuity, and strong networks in your local areas, and a lot more. So, you know, we have a choice that's going to come up in a year or two or less or more, depending on where you are, is do you want to enter this, you know, new slavery system of perpetual compliance and limited mobility, or do you want to find ways to resist and fight it? And while the fight is not going to be easy, the more people that wake up and rise up and come together in local areas, I am of the belief that it can be undone. It's not going to be easy, but it can be done. And, you know, over here in Northwest Montana, we are trying to raise awareness as much as possible and see what we can do there.
Right. I mean, it would be very difficult. You'd have to set up a barter system. There would have to be a lot of people. And I think right now, while they're so busy implementing all of these things, we should be so busy really in more of an underground way developing cities that will work for us without all of this. And like you said, there's always ways where we're a people that obviously we can think. We can put things together. And maybe it's a little more on the down low, but we need to be implementing some strategy and some plans, because they're awfully busy implementing their own strategies and they're putting them in daily. You see more and more towers going up, 6G coming. You see more and more surveillance kicking in, and you don't see any of the politicians fighting it on any realm whatsoever. Both sides are in on this.
Yeah. Those are just two heads of the same snake. So it's not even worth discussing politics. But I think it's important to understand they are not putting these systems together. The systems are already in place. All they are doing is pulling back the curtains and step by step unveiling it in a slow and steady timeline, so that most people who are not aware of what's going on, they don't really see it as obvious things happening.
Right.
So
right.
And it's simple things, it's like they use QR codes. They use QR codes earlier, and people don't understand how QR codes are used, and they scan the QR codes. And they don't understand that these QR codes are tracking you, and they will be used to geofence you later downstream. So
absolutely,
the systems are already in place.
We're going to come right back with Iman Jabi and talk about a few more things you might want to be aware of as well. There's so much to understand on this because, like you said, it's there and now it's starting to be pulled back so you can see it. And it is scary. It is scary what they've been busy doing and implementing to work against us with zero trust. It's the Patriot Act. You're a criminal until otherwise noted. We'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Welcome back to this last segment of this hour on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly from katedalyradio.com. My guest is Aman Jabi, whistleblower, Silicon Valley, talking about where the tech takes us, the AI, everything. I first want to ask you, though, Puke Ray Technology, P-U-K-E. Did you want to speak to that for just a moment? What is that?
Sure. But before I speak to that, I don't consider myself a whistleblower. I'm not blowing any whistles. I can be called an insider, having worked in Silicon Valley for well over two decades. But Puke Ray is somebody from Vancouver had sent me a photograph, almost 10 months ago. And these were these strange-looking lights that were installed all over their city. And I dug deeper and came across a project that DHS had funded, an optical communications inc. company, about 15 years ago. And it was called the LED incapacitator, and it was given the name Puke Ray. So what it works is it has LED, red, green, and blue LED lights in them, and they can be manipulated at a very, very high frequency, and different colors can be generated. And by the time a human brain and eye adapts to one color, the colors will change. And imagine doing this millions of times a second. So your brain basically cannot adapt to that, and it can cause intracranial pressure and spinal damage, and it will cause nausea at the very least, and it could eventually kill a person. So these are technologies that have been funded by, Big Brother, three-letter agencies. And this tech was then taken to Penn State about 10 years ago into a new department that was formed, and I don't know how far ahead or how fine-tuned that technology is. But it's a good point you brought up, because it's important to understand that these LED lights that have been sold to the public for energy conservation in the name of climate action, they are actually extremely nefarious. They are harmful for human health. They are really bad for your eyesight and can cause retinal damage and a whole lot more. And many of these LED lights have been retrofitted with, 400 volt type of antennas in them, as well as many of them have drone charging stations at the top. So the future is not looking good, because there's going to be aerial drone police and autonomous drones that are going to be buzzing all over the world, and giving instructions like they started in Chinese cities already. So that's future for you.
Okay, and can incapacitate humans, be weaponized, is probably your overall point on that, and they can use those anytime, but we don't realize the kinds of lights they're putting in, and I'm so glad you're covering that. Let's talk about AI, because AI, a little bit deeper, because AI is such a big portion of this, and we don't realize how much has already been done with AI, because we're probably ahead about 50 years than what we actually realize, I think, where we are right now.
Right. So artificial intelligence, or AI, is, as I was talking about the digital transformation, there are five pillars to the digital transformation, and I'll try and make it non-technical for the average listener. But there's the Internet of Things, or IoT, that I think is quite prevalent in today's lingo. So the Internet of Things are the nodes like cameras and sensors that are connected to the Internet on a 5G or a 6G network. The data collected from these nodes, or the IoTs, goes to the cloud. So the cloud is the second pillar of the transformation, where the data is stored. And then AI is all the smart algorithms that are running in the cloud on the data, parsing the data, analyzing the data, logging the data, scoring the data, and doing analytics and intelligent storage. So the third pillar of the transformation is AI, which is think of it as the brain behind everything. And then once AI processes all the relevant data, it's then put into something called a blockchain. And blockchain is a digital ledger technology where relevant pieces of data are stored. So when the cameras are tracking you, think of it as it goes to the cloud, it analyzes your good behavior or bad behavior, the things you do, the things you eat, and it goes and puts all the interesting data on a blockchain, which is linked to your digital ID. So the blockchain is the fourth pillar of the digital transformation. And then the fifth one is the security guards, the zero trust security guards. So that's cyber security. So depending on what your data is and how your digital ID is linked to your CBDC on the blockchain, you may or may not be allowed access to whatever it is in life. So this is how the artificial intelligence plays a central role in the digital transformation. For AI to get smarter and have more control over you through this transformation, it needs more and more and more data. So think of it as AI is the beast system. And the beast needs food. The more food it gets, the smarter and more powerful it gets. And the data conduits for the food are the sensors, the cameras, the LED lights, the smart city infrastructure, and the 5G and 6G microwave towers and the infrastructure. So the only way to starve the beast is by cutting down the data, or starving the data by removing or undoing the smart city infrastructure, because that is what we can see, it's what we can touch, and it's what we can undo. So it's really important to raise awareness. This entire infrastructure has been put up without the public's knowledge. No public was consulted in any part of our country or the world. We didn't ask for this infrastructure of surveillance and data collection, but it's been put up, and it's been put up without our permission on our land to harm humans and harm animal health and harm the natural nature in itself. So It's really a diabolical agenda that people need to recognize and do something about it in your local neighborhoods.
So working with and fighting against the city councils implementing this, cities and counties implementing this in your local neighborhood, is imperative. We've gone way too long putting our heads in the sand, trying to raise families and work. And I know there's a lot of stress out there, except that we have not been vigilant in stopping the cities and counties from doing this, because basically we're telling them to build a prison for us, an invisible prison. We're saying, go ahead and build it. If we don't show up, we don't fight this. And it's the cities. They're reliant on the cities to be able to put all this infrastructure in. So we have got to fight it and get the infrastructure out, or not let them put this up, correct?
That's right. But that's partially right. It's not just the cities. So the way it's being done is it's being done through infrastructure bills and the COVID bills that were signed, pre-Biden by Trump, and then infrastructure bills signed by Biden. So there was a lot of, hundreds of billions of dollars of money. And then it was pumped through public-private partnerships in the name of sustainability. So it includes a class of companies that are the telecom companies or the tower companies. It includes money given by these companies to local contractors who install all this equipment at night when people are asleep. It includes making deals with the Department of Transportation in every state, that's at the state level, where they have gone and given money to the states. In exchange for that money, they give up rights, and they say, we'll install all this very nice infrastructure for high-speed connectivity and for better roads and better, traffic systems, etc. And then at the local level, they use the electric companies as well as city council and county commission. So these LED lights, for instance, and the sensors and all, they are under the jurisdiction of multiple parties. But fundamentally, they've gone up where contracts have been signed, and it's really important to get to the heart of those contracts and see how states and local neighborhoods have given up our land rights and our participation rights as free people to the feds. And the feds are really being controlled by the United Nations Charter.
We are cattle. We should just start mooing right now if we do not fight this, if we do not try to stop this. And if you don't know what geofencing is, climate action, climate lockdown, final lockdown, blockchain, facial recognition, biometrics, smartwatches, data harvesting, digital IDs, CBDC, which is a digital currency, reputation capital, carbon tracking, hidden water, all of the digital leash, zero trust. If you don't know what those things are, you need to know what those are. So I'm going to have you back, Amon, because there's way too much to talk about on what's already here. And I appreciate you speaking out with the expertise of where you're coming from in the cameras, all the things that you were doing with your career, too. So I appreciate you. Thank you for doing that. Where can people go for more info?
I have some social media accounts from Facebook, YouTube, Patreon, Twitter, and Instagram. So people can find me on any of those.
Thank you so much, Amon, for coming on The Alex Jones Show today. Really appreciate you and all your efforts. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.